Hello and welcome.
Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, and I'm here with my beautiful wife, Reverend Claudia. Renee. We are going to be venturing into Lesson 211 today in A Course in Miracles workbook. And we'll be sharing some conversation afterwards. We appreciate you being here with us. If this is your first time, we appreciate you being here with us too. So let's just take a good deep breath for just a moment and come together as we center in silence to find ourselves in this present moment. I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me. I am the Holy Son of God Himself.
In silence and in true humility, I seek God's glory to behold it in the daughter whom He created as myself.
I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me. And so it is. So let's pause for another moment to consider the lesson. Let's take a good deep breath for just another moment of silence. I am the holy child of God Himself. We touched on it yesterday's lesson about being holy. That is, if we are one with God and God is holy, then we would be holy. And I've shared in some of our conversations, because, holy, what does that mean? We have the Holy Spirit, and then we think of this word itself, holy, and all of the attributes that come tagging along with it when we use the word holy. And there was a teaching that was shared with me. And again, as I mentioned yesterday, this also comes from Rajpur, who's been channeled by Paul Tuttle. And if you're interested in checking them out, it's the Northwestern Foundation for Inner Peace. But Raj has been, I would have to probably say, the most influential teacher in my journey through A Course in Miracles. I've listened to hundreds of hours of his lectures and discussions. And Raj is actually Jesus, and he claimed himself to be Raj so that Paul wouldn't freak out when he first started melding with that mind and channeling through. Anyway, the holy, what he shared in one of his lectures was that a holy person isn't somebody that has a crowd of disciples around him all the time and has a halo and, is all of that specialness. A holy person can be defined quite simply as an incredible friend. Mm. And you'll run into and discover the language along the lines of full appreciation in A Course in Miracles. And I'm sometimes not always given my full appreciation to my beloved. And that's what we all want. We all want, when we're expressing ourselves, to be received in full appreciation, which would be our full awareness, our full attention, be present, being present. And my mind sometimes gets scattered in about half a dozen directions, and I'm not present to anything, and certainly not very proficient in anything either when I'm operating that way. But I just want to take this moment to say, I love you, my darling. I appreciate you, and I love to give you my full appreciation.
Aww, I love you too. And I do the same thing also. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we do that in all areas of our lives.
We do.
Yeah, we become the masters of distraction. But the most loving thing that we can do is to give each other our full attention and appreciation. And isn't that, you know, what little kids do? Little kids say, look, Mom, look, Dad, watch me.
Watch me, yeah.
Yeah, and they'll start to do something and they'll stop like for a split second and look over. Are they watching? And so we're all just holy and beloved children that desire to be attended to in gentle and attentive ways. So I commit that to you. In fact, I think that was part of our vows.
It was.
Yeah, I think.
We wrote our own vows, and we took some of the teachings from A Course in Miracles. We took some from The Way of Mastery, and we also took some from the guides who are being channeled through Paul Tuttle. Paul Selig.
Selig, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul Selig. Because they do an attunement, and when we first met, for those who might be listening in, that was our first experience together mm-hmm. as a not yet couple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we went through that process, and it's basically very similar to what we've been discussing these last few lessons when we talk about the holy instant. The holy instant is not an instant in time, but it's an instant in eternity. But it's really where, for this instant, this now, ever-present now, I am present, number one, right? And I am joined and connected in union and relationship with my higher self. And so then I begin to give that self expression.
Mm-hmm.
And so it basically has three steps. And the first one is to say and to declare, I know who I am. I know who I am. And so that's going within to the heart center, just as we do in the holy instant. And we go to that heart center, the altar within, the being, the very center of our being.
Mm-hmm.
And we give expression. Now, we've joined there, and, you know, we say, I'm here, I am here. And we give that self-expression in the form of saying, I know who I am. Okay? Because the higher self, the true self, the Holy Spirit, absolutely, with certainty, unabashed certainty, knows exactly who she is, who he is. And then the second part is, I know what I am. So that's really saying, I know what I am, is saying, I am this divine expression in form and field. I am recognizable, realizable in form. I know what I am. And then the last part of that attunement is, I know how I serve. And how I serve is to be the expression of love, which is what we're doing here with you, if you're listening in, as one of our mighty companions, because we, in the study of this work, these true thought principles, this amazing teaching of this thought system that's been given to us by Jesus, yes, Jesus, and a channeled work, is how we serve our brothers and sisters. And we are here in service to you. And we love you, and we appreciate you, and we thank you for giving us your full appreciation and attention and presence as we discuss these workbook lessons together.
Mm-hmm.
I am the Holy Son of God himself. I am an incredible friend to people around me if I can stop my chattering mind long enough to recognize that that's my only function, that's my only purpose, is to be an incredible friend. And then in that action, the holy relationship begins with me practicing and knowing and remembering who I am and turning within, connecting with that self, giving it expression in field and form, and serving my brothers and sisters in love. Not as a separated self that's manipulating somebody to get what it wants, you know, by trying to be a nice person so I can get what I want. No, it's not that kind of appreciation whatsoever. It's not that kind of incredible friend. It's someone who literally is in bliss and joy just for the sheer opportunity to be loving to our brothers and sisters with no expectation of return whatsoever. No agenda, no expectation of return, to just be the expression of love. And we cannot not be that when we are joined with our higher self. Mm. It's impossible not to be that holy person, because your true self can only express in that way.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. In silence and in true humility, I seek God's glory and behold it in the Son, whom he created as myself. I find this statement to, and I am the Holy Son of God, himself, herself. Mm-hmm. This is an incredible statement of unification and of oneness and a healing of the idea of otherness or fragmentation or any lack of wholeness, which we could call sickness. So there's both humility in it and glory. Back to that intersection, the humility of the human aspect and the grandeur and glory of the higher self, that intersection of perfection, which could be viewed as a cross, you know, the horizontal axis and the vertical axis, and that intersection of the two, that sweet spot of surrender and celebration. I can get hung up on the pronouns in this text. And yet, or I have, and yet it doesn't bother me so much anymore. It doesn't really bother me at all. I love that I can just read it as it is, or interject the word that is symbolic of what it's speaking of. Yeah, for me, that is resonant and vibratory for me.
So you're referring to the male gender pronouns throughout the book, and no reference to the female.
So for me, I don't need to, like, the juxtaposition of God himself. I can just have God, you know, and And I think of sun as sometimes S-U-N.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I think that it's the familial. It's mm-hmm. the legacy. It's the inheritance. It's the, you know, chip off the old block. It's
the heritage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Indeed.
Yeah. I think this is a very contemplative lesson, as they all are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful that I can just sit with these lessons and be still. And I like what you said, that they're really like a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a good deep breath. I am the holy child of God Himself. Not separate, not alone, not without. Only within the mind of God, an idea of love, expressing here in form, but in truth, in all that is. In silence and in true humility, I seek God's glory to behold it and His children, whom He created as myself. They and I are one. I am not a body.
I am free.
For I am still as God created me. Thank goodness for that. Thank God for that. Thank love for that. And we thank you for being with us today as we've journeyed through this lesson. We wish you well in your practice today, and we look forward to joining with you again. God bless.
God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send